weekend. It's a family-friendly event. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On 93.5, The Tap.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
If you're looking for a different way to ring in the new year, Wisconsin has its own version of the Times Square Ball Drop. It's the Big Cheese Drop, a giant glittering wedge of Satori cheese lowered every year outside the Art Center, known as the Times Square of Plymouth, Wisconsin, the cheese capital of the world. The celebrations include cheese tasting, music, games, and the Big Cheese Drop at 10. It's a family-friendly event. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On 93.5, The Tap.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Local talk about our hometown and all of Wisconsin has gone untapped until now. You're on 93.5 The Tap. Make sure and tell your friends. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout!
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money.
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5 The Tap. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Another one, too, is also a Bluegrass Fest.
Oh.
At the Sylvie. That's with Horseshoes, Hand Grenades, Them Coolie Boys, and The Last Revival. That's going to be a toe-stomping, crazy show at the Sylvie.
Yeah. The Last Revel. They're, again, they now call Minnesota home, but they all grew up in Wisconsin. So they still have their Wisconsin valid driver's license. Horseshoes, you know, Horseshoes and Hand Grenades is kind of the Wisconsin's just native sons. Those guys, they play all over the place, but what a great band, and we're so excited to have them at the Sylvie again.
Horseshoes, Hand Grenades, they've been around for at least 20 years, haven't they?
Maybe not that long, but I bet it's close. Yeah. You know, they've been playing nationally, you know, headlining big festivals and stuff like that. So it's cool that we can do these fest shows and really showcase how much awesome talent we have just right here in Wisconsin, though.
No doubt.
And Them Coolie Boys is another great, great band, and they're really starting to make some waves nationally, but Wisconsin is their home. So Bluegrass Fest will be great. We do have one at the end of the month, too. We have Wisconsin Hip Hop Fest at the High Noon. January 27th. The High Noon's got a little maintenance happening this January, so we ended up putting that one a little later in the month, but also a super, super show. Gary Knowledge is the host of that show, and he puts together the lineups for a lot of local hip-hop shows that we do together, and he always gets just great, great artists. So we're excited about that one, too.
I know Rob Dees is playing the Hip Hop Fest. Hey, Burby, thank you so much for putting these fest shows on. I know the people in Madison love them. It's become something to look forward to for the month of January. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I love that. You know, it used to, obviously, there's always music everywhere in Madison, but it's just super cool that we get to showcase these. And it turns into a busy month for me because I go to all these shows.
Right. If people want to get tickets to any of the fest shows, how do we do that?
So go to the Perspective website. Go to the High Noon website, go to the Majestic website, or go to the Sylvie website. Ticket links are always best to click from there. Sometimes if you go to Google, you end up with a weird link somewhere else.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
check out our website.
Yeah, definitely the websites, and those are all the events are on Facebook too. You can link directly to the venue to get the tickets. I know High Noon is high-noon.com, Majestic Madison. Watch out for the scalpers and get it from the trusted source. Hey, Burby, thank you so much for taking the time tonight. We appreciate you, and thanks for bringing great music to Madison, brother.
All right. Thanks, guys. I love to talk about it. We'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely.
Thanks, man.
These guys are playing the Bluegrass Festival as Them Coolie Boys. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
People still in the streets, never been with dignity. People walking in a line, even stepping out of time, saying it's okay. It's just the sound of the chimes. Say it's okay. It's just the sound of the chimes. Chairs, look around, chains ain't there. Yeah, we stick and lean like I slain in on my knees. Say it's okay. It's just the sign of the shine. Say it's okay. It's just the sign of the shine. Got a right to use our voice. Time and place and not a choice. But it's those on which we speak. Though our words don't mean a thing. Say it's okay. Say it's okay. It's just the sound of the chimes. Tell you who you're gonna love, say it's okay.
just a sign of the times.
Them Cooley Boys, they're part of the Bluegrass Wisconsin Fest on Max Inc. Radio. Thanks to Burby for calling in, telling us all about that stuff. Hey, the Cuz, they are in the green room. They're coming up next. Plus Boda Cheetah, special live edition of The Lair, 2 hours tonight, starting at 8 o'clock. 844-967-2789 if you want to call up and be part of the show. Right now, a little Better Yeti. They're part of the Wisconsin Funk Fest. Tip Tickle. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Jimmy K here from Max Inc. Radio. Join the Wisconsin area music industry for the Whammy Holiday Party, Sunday, January 14th at Nashville North in Milwaukee. Doors open at 6 p.m. Enjoy local live music, local beer, and networking with the Wisconsin music community. The Whammy Holiday Party at Nashville North, 1216 East Brady Street in Milwaukee. For more information, to become a member of Whammy, or make a tax-deductible donation, visit WAMI.org. That's Whammy.org.
Hi, Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
If the guitarist and drummer from Cheap Trick joined the singers from Fountains of Wayne and the Bangles for an epic show, would you go? Of course you would. Joey's Song is the ultimate Battle of the Bands concert featuring those artists plus members of Portugal the Man, Soul Asylum, and more. A night of cool music, auctions, meet and greets, and more, all to benefit epilepsy research. See the entire lineup and get your tickets today at joeysong.org. That's joeysong.org.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Boda Cheetah's coming up live in the Lair, a special two-hour edition. Happy New Year's Eve Eve. Here's the Cuz.
Lingering on your photograph face, tucked between ads for online therapy. Dimple-rimmed smile frozen in place. Almost taste that Nicorette breath. And your memory consumes my energy like a cancer. Oh, I'd call you up, but I know he'd answer and tell me to man up, tell me to move on, that my heart was long gone from your mind. Take another drive along the coast to the tune of Twin Peaks. Oh God, how I wanted you for a time. You once fell for me.
become night.
Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music. That's the Cuz and Blue Raz. Kind of a new remix of that song. I kind of like it. It's really kind of cool. Hey, Jimmy K and Rocker with you. Original local music until midnight. Boda Cheetah's coming up at 8 o'clock for a special two-hour edition of Live in the Lair. And we want you to be part of the show. You can give us a call anytime. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. You can call or text in the Civic Media app, Rocker. Call and ask our guest a question if you want.
Well, Jimmy, cousins grow up with each other, and distance can never break that bond. Such is the Cuz, a band from Madison who formed in the eighth grade. But Sam, Ben, Nate, and Nick have known each other since childhood, and now, having grown up, gone through college, and pursuing life, the band lives on. Whenever the members are planning to be in town, you can plan on a show happening here in the studio with us from all corners of the country, reformed yet again on this holiday weekend, living as if they were distant cousins. Ben, Sam, Nick, Nate, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah.
It's great to be here.
Great intro. Thanks,
Rocker. You know, for our listeners who may not be familiar with the Cuz, tell us a little about your award-winning rock band.
I think
step right up to the microphone.
I don't know what awards we would have ever won. Nah, just kidding.
back in the day.
No, we've been playing. Yeah, like you said, since eighth grade. I mean, Ben and I have been playing together since what?
Somewhere between third and fourth.
Fourth grade, and then Nate came in. I think after that, and then. We didn't have anyone who could sing in the band, so we grabbed Nick, scooped him up, and
That's how it happens, huh?
That was
about eighth grade that happened, and then we've been playing the four of us since 2012, which is what 11 years now, something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
I think the first time that I saw you guys, you were playing with maybe Launchpad. Or was it Rock Onsen at that time?
It was one of the... We played both of them.
Yeah.
I think the first year we played it was Launchpad, and then it turned into Rock Onsen.
And you won both times, right?
Well, we came in second the last year they did Launchpad, and then we won the first 2 years of Rock Onsen.
Okay. I knew there was multiple years or 2 years in a row that you won, plus all the Grammys and everything too, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
The Oscars.
Yeah. What's your mind frame right now when you think about how, you know, you've been together, what, 10, 12 years now? Something and you're like still that. Making music. You're still together as a band. It just has to blow you away.
It really does. Especially considering that none of us are over 25. That's pretty incredible that we've been playing together for over a decade.
I mean, most people that age, I guess, I'm going to go out on a limb here. I mean, the attention deficit disorder sometimes kicks in, and you're like, what, I'm in a band somewhere?
Oh, don't worry. I'm medicated for that.
I think you guys, you know, you started so early that you could be in the running with the Rolling Stones should you stay together for another, you know, 40, 50 years.
There you go.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, maybe our insides will be as pickled as Keith Richards. I don't know.
I'll tell you what, meet us back here in 25 years. We'll talk about this, okay?
Yeah, deal.
Deal.
So what makes this band so special that like none of you can quit?
It's fun.
Yeah, we all grew up together. I mean, you know, we all just jam together. We've been so tight for so long. It's, you know, being spread out so across the country the way we are. You know, Sam's in Oklahoma, Nick's in... Chicago, Ben's everywhere. I mean, he's stationed in Boston most of the time, and I'm the only one that's still in Madison. And just every time we come back and play, it just feels like, you know, we never left. So
it is very nice. It feels like a good group of friends getting back together every time that we do it. I mean, even if we're all on our own doing our own things, it's always great to come back to Madison, and it's like getting back with our friends, playing some games, having a good time.
Do you guys practice like when you're in other cities, like when someone's in Oklahoma, Boston, wherever? Do you get it together like on Zoom or StreamYard? Do you do a practice or?
That's a really good idea. Maybe we should try that. Yeah, we might.
Practice. This is a new word.
Let's say it slower. Practice.
Sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes we use soundcheck for that. Yeah. That's pretty rare.
So what about songwriting or ideas for a song? Hey, I got a cool riff, or I got these lyrics to go with this. How does that work out?
Well, it was really easy for a while because I was in and out of toxic relationships, so I had plenty of inspiration. But now I'm in a healthy, happy relationship, and it's a little bit harder. You know, yeah. It's a little bit more difficult, but it's easier to write heartbreak songs than love songs. But right. We try our best. Yeah.
That's what alcohol's for, right?
Yeah.
But on a more serious note, we would send recordings. Sam mostly writes a lot of like the guitar riffs, and he writes a lot of the lyrics too. We collaborate on a lot of bits, but a lot of stuff is from Sam, and he'll record something on, you know, pretty rough, you know, scratch style tracks. Send it out.
Voice memos.
We'll like piece our parts together, and you know, it'll come together like that.
The Cuz here in the studio with us here on Max Inc. Radio. What are you guys doing for New Year's Eve?
We're playing at Comeback Inn. Which I forgot.
That's a great
name.
Place.
Yeah, yeah. I forgot which street that's on.
It's on Wilson. Blair and Wilson. Blair.
And that's going to be from 9 to 1. We're going to do the ball drop, have a good time. It's going to be a party.
What do you got planned for midnight hour?
Well, there's going to be champagne and champagne and more champagne.
Especially if the Packers win.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
awesome.
Because you guys will be playing during the game a little bit.
Yeah, we'll probably be playing during most of the second half.
Oh, that'll be great. People will be cheering. You'll be like, yes. Oh, touchdown.
Is it okay to have the Packer game behind the Cuz while you guys play?
I mean, I'm probably, like, if we're facing the TVs where the Packer game is playing, I'm probably going to be watching the game more than I'm actually concentrating on playing.
Ditto, yeah.
Go Pack, go.
So what's coming up in the future for the Cuz?
Well, we got... in early January, which is next week, we're gonna be going down to Chicago to Periscope, and we're gonna be recording a new song.
Yeah.
A new Cuz song. That's awesome.
And Periscope, is that a studio? What is that?
I think they have both audio studios and film studios there. I've never been there, but it was described to me as this huge place that's got lots of different studios, and they use it for all sorts of different things.
Well, how'd you hook up with that?
Well, so way back about, you know, 50 years ago in 2019, we played Bitter Jester Music Fest, and they gave us they liked the sound that they heard, so they gave us some free recording time there.
Nice.
And, you know, then COVID happened.
Yeah.
And so then we just never got it scheduled until now.
So it's in the bank. And is this going to be one song you're going to record down there?
Yeah, they gave us 10 hours, which is just enough to get in there, get set up, record one song, and then mix it. And get it reasonably mastered. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any other songs that you'd like to get recorded sometime soon, maybe for an EP or perhaps a full-length album
or something? We've got a couple other songs in the bank that have just been sitting on the hard drives waiting for their time to shine. So we're hoping that when we release this next one, we can at least get a couple more out there into the ears of people. We've been a little lazy lately. So we're trying to get our sound back out there.
By lazy, we mean all over the country.
Otherwise engaged.
You guys are definitely working. What about videos? Any plans to make videos maybe for the new song that you're recording down in the studio there?
I don't know if Taylor Swift would be okay with that.
That's also a good idea. We honestly hadn't talked about it.
I should be your manager. Wait, what's this? Are you a Swiftie, dude?
Well, the song is about Taylor Swift.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's called "I Want to Break Your Heart," Taylor Swift.
And and that way she can write a song and make millions of dollars off of it, and then we get half because it's the Muse fee.
Yeah.
So you're recording a song about Taylor Swift. I love it.
Yeah, well,
it's more about money.
Yeah, it's more about our need for money and the fact that she has a lot of money, as in billions of money.
So you're going for the name recognition of the song title to boost up the SEO on the website to get
exactly.
Hits.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I get it. Really should be our manager.
Yeah. SEO, he says.
I just made that up, guys.
How do we keep up with Cuz online?
But if you stay, I'll make you a day.
The wind.
And if you go,
you know,
enough blood to fill up my hand. If you go away.
Oh, this song's about my ex-girlfriend. And it was back when I was still pretty hung up on her, and she was living her best life, and my life was less than best.
I definitely picked up on the I guess sarcasm. A lot of sarcasm.
But it worked out pretty well, because I think things have flipped now. My life's pretty great.
In the world,
I doubt hers is as good as mine.
Yeah, she's not on the radio.
Yeah, she's not on the radio right now. So.
She's listening to us in the trailer park just down the road.
Yeah. There you go. With all six kids.
Everything's fine. It's the cuz on Max Inc. Radio.
I'd have been the shadow of your dog if I thought it might have kept me by your side. If you go away, if you go away, if you go away, please don't go.
Here's some local talent, Barbara McNair.
Our house caught on fire. I'll never forget the look on my father's face. He gathered me in his arms and raced through the burning building onto the pavement. I stood there, shivering in my pajamas, watched the whole world go up in flames. And when it was over, I said to myself, is there nothing that's to a fire?
Everything's fine. The Cuz on Max Inc. Radio. We are Civic Media. Hey, Boda Cheetah is coming up live in the lair, a special two-hour edition just moments away. If you want to call and ask him a question, you can do that right now. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text in the Civic Media app. Let's do some Marston now. Brand new Marston. It's called Got the Time on Max Inc. Radio.
Is that all there is?
Yeah.
Broadway and each merry cafe or cast display, taking your breath away.
Black rim, lit sky,
or sing and dance. Oh, the Broadway rhythm.
Across the sea and all that sort of thing.
Oh, yes.
Could we do something together?
Oh, yes.
Shall we dance? Shall we lay down some leather? Shall we fly?
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene.
Shall we dance?
This is Magic Radio.
Shall we make music? Some music? You and I. On the chance that you must learn to do a step like
you professed.
Because I can't do the cha-cha.
This is difficult, like working with Sinatra.
Okay, I'll take the chance.
On the clear understanding that Gene Kelly will not show up, shall we wail? Shall we fly? Shall we die?
Just one second. On the clear understanding that Bruce Forsyth will not show up, shall we wail? Shall we fly? What?